This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, man. I was so tempted to just burp during that last part.
Let it rip.
I don't even really have to. And just as she paused, you know, drive alone past your street, I was going to go, burp. I just, that amused me. But of course I didn't do it because I'm so classy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hey, guys. This part of the show is brought to you by the Jim Irsay Collection at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. It's December 10th. It's next weekend on Saturday. And there are free tickets for this. JimIrsayCollection.com. You go there, I guess, to get yourself signed up. This guy is a huge collector, like sports memorabilia and musical memorabilia and miscellaneous memorabilia. And there's music happening that night. It's a big deal. JimIrsayCollection.com. Irsay is spelled I-R-S-A-Y.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a, you know, it's fun to go do something unexpected and out of the ordinary. Like, why not go check that out? I love this story. I think it's really sad that someone has to do something that will raise money for veterans because, in my humble opinion, if we're really supporting our troops, we support them when they get home and they never have to worry about health care again. That is what I have to say about that. Tom Hanks has launched a new company that donates 100% of profits to veterans. Tom Hanks has got, they're calling it a packaged goods company. It's called Hanks for Our Troops, and it's spelled H-A-N-X, Hanks for Our Troops. And he's giving 100% of the profits to organizations that provide aid to U.S. military veterans and their families. The first product that they've come up with, coffee. I'm like, let me get some of that. I love coffee. Mm-hmm. So it's you got three flavors, Tom's Morning Magic Blend, First Class Joe, and Sergeant Peppermint.
I like it.
You can buy all three flavors in pods. You know how they do those? Are they recyclable now? All the little recyclable pods?
I don't know.
Pods?
Some of them are. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Keurig?
Yeah.
Keurig and Nespresso. Nespresso has other recyclable ones. They're aluminum.
Nespresso.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all three flavors are available in pods. First Class Joe, you can get ground. And Joe and Morning Magic Blend are available as coffee sticks. What's a coffee stick?
Oh, I wonder if it's like the powder, like a stick of powder.
I think they're suppositories.
Oh,
you know.
Sure.
Oh, that'll get, yeah,
you
wake
you
right
stick
up.
Stick that where the
Hit
sun
quicker,
don't shine.
Yeah.
That was the human technique.
Yeah, get it. Just take right to the source.
Right.
Right to the end game. Let's skip to the end game, guys. Yeah, I don't know what a coffee stick is. That sounds right, though. Like maybe something that you rip and pour like an instant coffee in.
That's what I said. I said right up there.
Yeah, I know what you said.
Okay.
I figured that was probably not what they meant, though.
Okay.
Tom says, by choosing our coffee, you help support those who chose to commit their time and efforts in defense of our liberties for the good cause that is the American way. Every penny of profit says thank you to them.
I love it.
We owe them our gratitude, eh?
It's, you know, I do understand that if you're lucky enough to build a brand that's big enough that internationally you can make bank just by dropping anything, whatever it might be. I get that that's business and that's what people do. Kanye is an example. His Kanye shoes, what were they called?
Yeezys.
They sold out the minute they hit stores. So I get why someone would do that. What Tom Hanks is doing, in my opinion, is such a better use of your name and brand not because you're not entitled to make all the money that you want, but that's an opportunity for you to do some real good with the fame you've got. And come on. Like, Tom Hanks doesn't have enough stuff.
Right. And Tom Hanks he's made a bunch of movies with soldiers. And,
right.
And, you know, he's clearly into this. And listen, it's appalling the way our country doesn't support veterans once they're done with their service. That should be an incentive to join the service, not just that you would go to school, you know, that they would pay for your college, but that you...
That you can go to the VA after you get back anytime for any reason.
For any reason. And, I mean, some people come back maimed.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that for us. And now, there's a question as to whether or not we're going to care for them.
I'm already with you.
All right.
I'm sold.
You're right. I don't need to.
I'm down.
Here's another thing, though. This is just the beginning.
Good.
Now, Paul Newman, who also famously, rest in peace, had the, you know, his Paul Newman, his dressings, and then he went on to like sauces and all kinds of various, I guess these are the packaged goods that we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
A packaged good company. And all of that went to charity. And they say that that is one of the number one fundraising efforts ever undertaken.
I buy the Newman stuff all the time.
Yeah, it's actually good. Mm-hmm. That's a key, though. If I try this coffee and it sucks, I'm going to have to wait for the next packaged good to come out. I'm not picky about coffee, though. Oh, is it coffee?
You drank Uban, for God's sake.
I love
sake.
It. I'll still
well,
drink it.
Okay,
I'll
so,
drink Uban.
Right.
It's fine.
That's
so I'll probably
saying.
Love it.
There's no chance
it'll probably
this
be
is
going to
disappoint you. There's no way.
So I don't see this is a story out of People magazine, but I don't see like a link to where I can get this stuff. Hanks for our troops, though. Oh, hold on. This could be it. Here it is. Hanks Coffee. GiveHanks.com. You know, Tom's name shortens to T, Hanks, which spells thanks.
Oh.
And I have little thank you notes that have like a little picture of him and says T.Hanks because, you know, like send thank you for whatever. So Hanks, GiveHanks, HANX.com. Proudly serving, Hanks for our troops, proudly serving those who serve. I'm going to leave this open. I want to buy some coffee off of that. Always fun to hear what people's divorce settlements entail. I love that.
Is it?
It is. Kim and Kanye have settled their divorce.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Well, but these two, neither of them needs a penny.
And yet.
Okay.
Kim and Kanye.
Well, didn't Kanye just lose a bunch of money because of all of his deals?
Oh, yeah. He went from being like a $4 billionaire to a no millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back down to wearing his chain. Yeah, on the
exactly.
Outside.
Yeah, I was thinking right. about that.
Thanks, Dave. Kim and Kanye have settled their divorce. They are going to share joint custody of the kids. They'll have equal access to them. It is likely they'll spend most of their time with Kim like they already do. And Kanye will pay monthly. Guess how much?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were where there was a drum roll and an announce. $5 million.
A month?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
200 grand. 200 grand.
Okay. I don't know what these people, you know, need.
He
or
is
fight
also
for.
He's responsible for half their security and educational needs. Neither of them is getting spousal support. The division of their assets was always already agreed to in their prenup, and but they're both blitheringly rich,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need that. But he's going to fork over child support. So Kim and Kanye started dating in 2012, married in 2014, and she filed divorce February of 2021. And then hooked right up with Pete Davidson.
I cannot. I saw a picture the other day of him at a basketball game with Radikowski.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I just went, oh my God, it's real.
Yep.
To Pete Davidson and Radikowski.
Yeah, like he's his.
BDE is. is that a level most of us can never even
it's
appreciate?
Unbelievable.
Like, I wonder if I would meet him and be like, oh God, I'm so thirsty right now. Hey, Davidson, take me now. I'm old enough for you.
There's got to be something.
Something.
Because
looking at him, no. Uh-uh. Hard no.
I don't think
pass.
He's ugly, and I don't think he's untalented.
He looks
but he's
unhealthy.
Way above his, like, every one of the women he's with is out of his league.
He's living the dream.
Yeah. Yes.
Every ugly guy's dream? Is that what he's living?
Oh, you know. My
or,
God.
Or just really every guy's dream?
Guy. What are you talking
every
about?
Every heterosexual guy's dream.
Ugly guys. I can speak for the ugly guys. We don't dare dream that big. I'm like Brenda in accounting. Maybe if she's drunk.
Oh boy, don't do it then. SNL. Speaking of Pete Davidson, SNL is going to close out 2022 with Steve Martin and Martin Short hosting. They're going to co-host an episode.
Oh, they're so good.
They are so. You know what? It's incredible that you haven't watched Only Murders in the Building. Like, they are at their absolute finest in that. They're so perfect together. They work so well together. And Selena Gomez is actually a great part of that show. It's so fun. And I don't know when season 3 is coming, but I just love it. So Martin Short and Steve Martin, they're going to co-host. And Austin Butler, he is the guy who just played Elvis in that biopic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's going to host the Christmas show.
A good-looking kid.
So that's what's coming up. Jay Leno, just a quick update here. I don't know why this wasn't in the story yesterday where he stopped outside the comedy club and dropped a couple jokes about, you know, two versions of the show tonight, regular and extra crispy. Mm-hmm. Jay Leno can't park. He can't park his car. He drives a Tesla. He hit a cop car twice trying to park.
A cop car?
He drives a Tesla.
The question is...
And then he hit the curb.
Are his rims okay?
No.
Oh.
They're not okay.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how this happens, but he hit a police vehicle multiple times pulling up to this comeback gig. This was, 2 weeks after he suffers third-degree burns while working on a classic car in his garage. He's back in Hermosa Beach in front of a comedy club that he plays at all the time.
I wonder if he's on painkillers.
Maybe. Don't drive. He needs a driver. He hit the tire of a police Jeep with the back right tire of his Tesla, and then he inexplicably backed up and then collided with the car a second time. And then the cops go, "Couldn't you just go in? We'll figure this all out later."
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Jay Leno.
Whoa, they don't go, "Let us smell your breath. What are you on?"
He then struggled to execute a parallel parking job.
Yeah, he does a car show.
Yeah.
And it's a Tesla.
Yeah.
It's got cameras everywhere.
Right. Wow. I'm surprised those things don't park themselves. Our cars park themselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, the paparazzi, the fans are looking. I don't know how this didn't make the story we did yesterday, but there you go. They say he was embarrassed. And I've got time. Let's do it. It's time to play a game. It's easy to do. Guess the age within two, Vincent.
Oh, okay.
Quick one. Just get 2 out of 3 here, and you're a winner. I'll Venmo you $5. How old is Kaylee Cuoco? Kaylee Cuoco, Penny on The Big Bang Theory. She was also in that flight attendant show.
A number came to me, it's too high, but I'm going to just go with the first number I saw. It's too high, but 41.
Oh.
How old is she?
37. Oh. Close but no cigar. How old is Ben Stiller? Mm. How old's Ben Stiller? Mm.
A number came to me.
Oh,
again.
Another number coming to you. Maybe you should go away from that one.
Well, but that's what the number that came to me. 56.
57 years
old. Oh, my God.
And actually, yesterday he was 56. These people all have birthdays today. And finally, if you can get this one right, you win the game, Ben. How old is punk pop god Billy Idol?
Oh.
How old's Billy Idol?
Well, the number that came to me is 19, so I'm not going to go with that.
Rebel yell, she cried, mo.
Okay. I'm going to say 63.
Oh, he's 67. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, you can't win them all, Vin.
No.
Phew,
clearly.
My Venmo's safe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. All There's right. never been a better time than now to shop for a brand new Subaru.
I like a Subaru.
I do, too. There's a ton in my area. Lots of them. And I really like them. Everyone I see, I'm kind of like, oh, look at that. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I really like the paint colors they have right now, too. They look great.
Go to Carlson Subaru at 480 Veterans Boulevard in Redwood City or visit them at carlsonsubaru.com. Consider a Subaru. They're nice.
They are nice.
All right, here's what's happening. So I'll begin with, yes, in the weather forecast, there is some rain headed our way for tomorrow and also for Saturday and Sunday.
It's now, weird that it skipped Alice in Winterland Day.
It's just, you know.
Perfect.
I called in some favors.
Yeah. I got to walk over there.
The Weather Service has advised drivers to expect heavy snow and whiteout conditions in Tahoe Wednesday night into Friday morning and then again Friday night into Sunday. They're actually saying do not travel during these times. There might not be a pass for you. So
this is great.
It is great. I do know if you have a trip planned that you're going to probably push through anyway and just say, we can do it. I know we can do it.
We'll stop and they'll put chains on us.
Whatever. But they say we're expecting dangerous travel conditions, travel delays, chain control, and highway closures coming up again starting Wednesday night into Friday and Friday night into Sunday. This is the dump we needed.
Mm-hmm.
What are you giggling about now? What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. The dump we needed was cute. The keyboard activity in the other room there with him trying to...
No, I'm just, you know, like just cleaning.
It's like you, if I didn't know he was cleaning a keyboard, I wouldn't know what he was doing.
Oh,
yeah. I flipped it upside down so, you know, the water, yeah, the coffee sure. would get out of there.
And
scrubbing it really hard.
Yeah.
A lot of action going
a lot
on.
A lot of action.
You didn't see the keyboard, so I could see how that would be.
Can't see it.
Kind of no. funny looking.
Well, yeah. She's also a pervert.
That's true.
That
yeah.
is true. That's true.
She always,
it's the first place my mind goes, what is that dude doing now?
Always asking A-Lok about those things.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay, so there's,
the time, yeah.
there's your weather report.
Thank
We've got
you.
Snow and rain on the way.
And a dump that we needed.
Yes. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but we do need
but
a
sure,
big
we're
gonna
dump. We're going to really need it by dump. The time it gets here. I mean, come on.
Let's get dumped on.
Yeah. Right.
Also, USA wins!
What?
USA
I know!
Let's go!
I am so far, so sorry for the players of Iran whose families are now in
peril.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we needed to win that.
We
that
did.
Was our,
yeah.
it's our turn. We move yeah. on to the next round. We don't play again for a few minutes. And one of our good players is hurt.
Oh.
The guy who scored the goal that got us the win, he's hurt.
Uh-oh.
They say he should be good by Saturday, I think, is the game. So he's got some days to sit in the hospital and hopefully get better. Also coming up this weekend, probably the biggest football game of the weekend involves the Niners. Dolphins, who are 8-3, at Niners, who are 7-4. This is the 1 o'clock game time this Sunday. It's a home game, and it's going to be the game of the week. So,
go Niners.
Go Niners is right. Thank you, Alex.
No problem.
Right on cue.
Anytime.
I hope it doesn't rain.
Tell me where you come down on this guy.
All right, tell me everything.
A man in France just won a lawsuit after his old company fired him for not being fun enough.
Oh.
It's a business consulting firm in Paris called Cubic Partners. They fired him in 2015. So this is a lawsuit that's been going.
I see.
In 2015, he'd refused to go to their mandatory end of week parties that they threw. His name hasn't been released. You know, I'm sure they called him all kinds of things at work, party pooper and worse.
Party poopil.
He's referred to in the lawsuit as Mr. T.
Oh.
Anyway, drinking in excess was encouraged at the parties, apparently, and there were also some hazing activities involved.
And these were mandatory.
Mr. T didn't want any part of it.
Right.
He told his boss he didn't agree with their definition of fun, and so they fired him. The boss said, look, we party. This is what we do. We're Cubic
partners.
We're Cubic Partners. We party, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta come
hang with
us.
We're not squares, we're cubes.
Right. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
Did you hear her?
Oh, that sounds crackly.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Is it the keyboard?
Here's another one. No, it's not the keyboard.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Put a little more coffee on that thing. Wake it up.
Actually, I need this. She has an extra mug of coffee.
I don't have anything.
We have a
extra
coffee machine.
No,
don't worry about the coffee situation.
No,
we're good here. Thanks.
Mr. T didn't want any part.
What's the Mr. T tagline? I'm racking my brain trying to think of it.
A pity to fool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. That's right.
Anyway. Mr. T.
Yeah. I pity the fool.
Didn't want any part of it, so he told his boss he didn't agree with their definition of fun, so they fired him and he sued. An appeals court just sided with him this month and said the policy violates fundamental right to dignity and privacy.
Yeah. He could have a drinking problem. He doesn't want to go to the bar and where drinking's encouraged.
Now he could walk with close to $500,000.
And he should.
He's only got $3,100 so far, but there's another hearing coming up that could get him $479,000 in damages. What do you think, Sarah?
I think, yeah. I am very much opposed to workplaces eating, like work. It is work. I go there, I earn money, I do my job, and I do it well. And my personal time and the enjoyment thereof is a whole nother part of my life. Forcing me unpaid, I assume, to go to these parties because you think that's, you know, what your company culture is. Well, maybe I've got a drinking problem and I don't want to drink, or I want to go home to my wife and kids on Friday nights.
How about that?
I just, you know what I don't want to do anymore? Hang with these people I work with. Mm. Work.
I pity the fool.
There's a lot of, there it is. That's nice.
Oh, that wasn't you?
That was me.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was you.
I just threw,
you
it
really
popped
out. Took a second. But you've got that
really
down.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
I pity the fool.
God, you're good at that.
So amazing, yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. He's going to get paid and, you know, workplace. Back off.
I pity the fool.
Right.
Why can't we let things go?
I don't know.
Why does it have to?
Here's a question that's relevant during the holidays. What's the maximum amount of time you can stay in someone's home as a guest before you're annoyed by them?
Oh, not that they're annoyed by me staying in their home.
No. That's what I meant. Well, I don't know if I worded that improperly. What's the maximum amount of time you can stay in someone's home as a guest before you get annoying?
Well, I really think it depends who the host is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I would say, don't they say, after 3 days, fish and guests stink.
Yeah, 4 days is the max.
Paper.
Yeah,
four days. 49% of people say that's the cutoff.
Yeah.
So, hosting messes with your sleep. The average host loses 2.5 hours of sleep a night in the days leading up to it. I guess getting prepared.
Sure.
Guests don't sleep well either. 75% of us feel like we have to go to bed and wake up at the same time as the host, even if we're jet lagged or just like to sleep till 1.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
No, it's
what,
like...
What kind of teenager is still, like, you know, 1?
Yeah.
Who can do that?
Not
you
me,
can't
not
anymore.
Not
that's
anymore.
The best thing.
It's a bummer, man.
No, it's really the right thing. 1 p.m.
I really feel like it's not. 1 p.m. Let's shoot for 3 p.m.
The best house guests are baby boomers. The poll found they're most likely to be considerate and clean up after themselves.
Okay.
You don't...
No, that's fine. I'm sure.
You don't believe it for a second.
Well...
Ellie?
Ellie's fine.
Gentry?
Gentry's fine. They're fine. I do think, though, when people have traveled a long distance to get to you, they feel that a longer visit is in order.
Well, I actually agree with that. If you've had to, if there's a whole day of travel on one side and a whole day of travel on the other side, those days don't even count.
Right.
Those are travel days.
So just put 3 days in between them.
Okay.
And then go back on the, so your first day of traveling, 3 days with your hosts, 1 day going home. But people don't do it. They're like, no, this is my vacation, and I'm going to get as many days. I have 2 weekends in a week or more. Oh, my God, one time.
Oh, this is good.
Look, we host a ton of guests.
I know you do.
Our whole families live on the East Coast and right, well, not so much now, because especially with the pandemic, obviously. But we would, multiple times a year, we just have a full family descend on our little house and move into the rooms and squeeze us into other, and it's incredibly disruptive for the host, and it's incredibly disruptive for the guests too. They're also walking on eggshells. You're in somebody else's house. You're not sleeping well. It's a whole thing. One time. John's sister, who's
Linda,
yeah, bananas. Chick's bananas. She calls John up. I just booked a flight. I'm gonna be with you in a week, and I'm staying for 2 weeks, and. I see his face kind of like blanch, and I'm like, put me on the phone with her. I'm like, no, you're not. No, that's not happening. You talk to the person you would like to visit before you book a flight, and I've spent 3 days in a row with you.
And put my brother back on.
No, I didn't say all this, but I basically said, no, let's get the info there. You can come in a week. We'll figure that out. We'll rearrange our entire schedules to accommodate that. But you can stay for 4 days max.
And
that's what happened ultimately. Thank God. Oh, my God. One time I spent so much time with her. I was like, you won't survive a 2-week visit. You won't survive it. Linda, I will kill you.
Oh, wow. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll kill her.
No.
I almost killed her. I've almost killed her a couple times. I mean, mentally, I've killed her a million times. Love you, Linda. I actually do love you for 3 days at a time.
Young people don't feel weird about sleeping in the same bed when they visit, even under their parents' roof. Most Gen Xers and millennials still kind of do. 70% of Gen Zers don't feel awkward about it at all. There's a weird thing that happened as parents got nicer through the 70s, 80s, and into the 90s. Parents got like really nice and considerate and took even better care of their kids and were like, even, you know, like the 70s parents were like, hold my cigarette. I gotta open another beer here.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
those are my parents.
You want a sip of this? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. I used to follow my dad around when he was mowing the lawn to get a sip of his Schlitz.
So things.
Come on, another one. Come on, another one.
I don't know where that friendship thing changed, but I never looked at my parents as my friends.
Right.
I love them, and they were.
People really do want to be friends with their kids now, and the whole helicopter parenting thing. I just think that I don't know. There's so much psychology out there, right?
Exactly. Too many. How many times have I said this? A million times. Too many people took psychology as a major. They come out of college going, "What can I do with this?"
I'll
shame some people. How about that?
And try not to screw up my kids by going
completely
the opposite direction.
Right.
Not setting any boundaries. Let's be friends.
Let me do your homework for you.
Yes.
That's too hard.
The word no, I don't want my kid to ever hear
that
word.
They gave you that much homework?
Well, they do give them a lot of homework.
Scooch that my way. I'll help you. Let's get this done. What?
Oh, this is new math. Never mind.
Yeah, I can't do this. Can you teach it to me real quick?
I remember this would have been not 10 years ago, but pretty close. One of my neighbor's daughters, who was about high school age, she was saying, oh, we have all my friends over. And I go, for the night? And she goes, yeah, it's not like the olden days. We don't do anything. And I was all...
You're doing it wrong, kid.
What the... Well, that's... At first I went, because she sold me on it too. She was, I went, oh, boy, kids sure are lame today. Like, your parents trust you enough that they're going to let you and a bunch of boys hang out in your house overnight.
Oh,
while
I didn't
they
realize
sleep.
It was boys.
No, they're
too.
Boys and girls. Mm. It's not like the olden days. And I went, okay. And then as soon as I talked to some more people, they went, no, that chick's been. And I went, oh, the parents, I guess, don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
oh.
They're the dummies that went,
she's,
oh, yeah.
She's was, throwing sex parties?
I don't know how elaborate it is, but they're definitely BSers.
Yeah.
Liars.
Well, I bet if you called any of those boys' parents, they would think that they were all sleeping at Billy's house.
Exactly.
Except
right.
for Billy, who's sleeping over at Roger's house.
Right. Just went, it's not like the olden days. We're good now. Okay. Because
right.
boys aren't horny.
Oh, yeah, that's changed.
Yeah, that has totally yeah. changed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids are not interested in other kids anymore. They just like their phones.
This is one boy that calls my daughter cutie. Hey, cutie, all day. I'm like,
wait,
what the hell, dude?
We're talking about your four-year-old?
Yeah, she just turned five, but I'm like, she tells me, oh, so-and-so calls me cutie all the time. And I'm like, he's your age. I don't understand how this works.
Yeah, cutie is like what you call a little kid when you're not a little kid.
Well, that's what he must hear that from his parents, and he's just repeating it.
And
but
he thinks
anyway.
It's a he thinks it's an
know,
expression
man.
Of affection. You know, once you have, you know what? Sit that kid down. Give him a talking to. That's ridiculous.
I don't know what to do about it.
Well, obviously, punt him.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Wow, the vitriol with Linda. LOL.
Oh, man. Sorry about it.
Is Linda the sister on the payroll, asks 415?
No comment.
Is she the one that tried to do Sarah's laundry?
Yep. Come on, Linda. Stop trying to do my laundry.
Sarah takes Linda on a hike on day five, huh?
Okay, I can wait till day five. I was thinking maybe the first day we'd just head out. Oh, so sad. We had such a nice visit planned.
Damn right, Sarah. Who wants to spend more time with coworkers after spending 40-plus hours with them during the week?
I'm sorry to say it, guys. People out there who are trying to, you know, this whole, like, I you know, the team building stuff. And I think that's really accepted in, like, today's workforce. This whole, like, we party together. We work 80 hours. So, of course, we're together all the time and we have fun together. But that's not sustainable, in my humble opinion. People work to live the life that they want to live.
Right.
I do think, and we've talked about this, I think young people coming up need to be around the older people that can show them how the workplace works. And they can learn a lot from someone who's been
mentors,
around.
You need mentors, absolutely.
I do believe in that. That should be what's happening. Mm-hmm. The going and getting drunk together or like, what?
It's bonding.
Come on,
so
man.
Does that make
Back
you
off.
More productive at work, or would, you know, a healthy life away from work make you more productive at
That's
work?
That's what I think. That's where I'm at.
Well,
besides,
I'm glad I'm not
I would go
for
to
a tech company.
This is, I mean, for me, this I can't speak for other people. For me, I would sit down with any boss who was talking to me about this stuff, and I would say, 24/7, dude. That's my job's on my mind. There's never a time I'm not thinking. You don't need to ask me. I don't need inspiration.
No.
I don't need to be motivated.
No.
I got this.
And we're having a party here every day for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, we bring all the things from the 24/7 and lay them all out here. And I know it's just talking, but it's exhausting.
It's all the time.
Especially when it's your day to be on the S end of the stick, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
There are days when I walk out of here like, my butt hurts. Oh, geez.
Well, that's because something was... Never mind. You did that to yourself.
Usually you do it to yourself on
you
this show.
Do it.
Usually you do. You've done it to yourself. You did that. They just grabbed the stick.
You
and
do it to yourself.
That's what really hurts.
Whatever it is.
You and no one else. You do it to yourself. Oh, you sure do.
I'm out of time.
All right. That's fun. I was saying to Bryn last break, I'm like, this has been a super fun show already today.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and Vinny.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.